This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews worked overnight to contain a wildfire that sparked yesterday northwest of Fort Collins. No injuries or significant damage has been reported. The County Road 21 fire has grown to cover an estimated 1 square mile. Some residents were ordered to evacuate, but those alerts have since been lifted. The wildfire is burning through short grass and has generated some heavy smoke. Health officials have issued an air quality alert for the area. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the fire is about 30% contained. Prosecutors representing more than half of Colorado's population unveiled data that shows racial bias in prosecution cases. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Eight DAs from urban and rural districts for the first time have shed light on how prosecutions are handled. Data reveals that racial biases affect who gets plea deals, pretrial jail time, and probation. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the disparities are a problem.
We have 12, 18-month relationships with victims as they go through the criminal justice process, victims of domestic violence, of sexual assault. If they think that we're treating folks differently, they're not going to trust us.
The goal of the Transparency Project is to get all 22 DA offices in the state to collect data on prosecutions. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Chief Justice John Roberts will be in Colorado Springs tonight for his first public appearance since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Roberts will be interviewed at the Broadmoor by judges from the Denver-based 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. The annual fireside chat typically focuses on the career of a current or former Supreme Court justice. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.